Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Let's talk a little bit about the Broadway subway project. Now, once complete, the subway project will move passengers from VCC's Clark SkyTrain station to Arbutus in approximately 11 minutes. So it's going to be great. Get sort of the B line eventually, and it'll be great. But to get there, of course, requires a significant amount of construction. Over the past year, we've seen and hearing from small business owners in Vancouver who say they have fewer customers and are making less money. And, of course, it's not just because of the pandemic. Construction on the line is well underway. Some vehicle lanes and street parking along West Broadway between Main and Arbutus Streets have been eliminated as a result. Now, Broadway's subway construction is different from the cut-and-cover method that devastated businesses along the Canby Corridor when the Canada Line was constructed ahead of the 2010 Winter Olympics. This time around, vehicle decks are being built to let cars travel above while boarding machines create the subway tunnel underground. Now, the project is scheduled for completion in 2025, and street parking will be reduced until then. Well, the ongoing congestion, lack of parking, fencing, and construction itself is leading to small businesses shutting down. Now, Sandy Sanga has owned a subway station for 13 years on West Broadway near Canby Street. The pandemic made it difficult to run her business, but she managed to stay afloat. But sadly, she's run into a different challenge this time, which, of course, is the Broadway line construction. Sandy will be shutting down her business in just a couple of weeks because of ongoing construction that has devastated her business. We spoke to Sandy a couple of hours ago. Take a listen to her story.
My business is too slow since COVID. COVID finished, then like subway project for SkyTrain station. Mm-hmm. We are like too slow. And too difficult here because everything closed from my front of Broadway. Mm-hmm. And like every business too slow.
Prior to COVID, your business was running fine. You were able to meet your bills and deal with your costs?
Before COVID is very good.
And so you were selling enough sandwiches and drinks and cookies to pay
your
bills?
Yeah, everything, like Subway, everything. Salad, wrap, sandwich, drinks, cookies, breakfast.
And then once COVID hit, there wasn't any business in and around the area that you're located in?
Yeah. COVID hit too, but should be okay for after COVID, like then Subway project lines, mm-hmm. They had too much.
How many customers have you lost? Is it a 50% reduction?
Too many. No, we almost over 75% business lost.
Oh, wow.
We make only per day 300 to 400 per day now, and weekend too slow, only 200. Like every week, we make only 2,000 now.
Per week, and are you okay sharing? How much rent do you pay?
Almost 5,700 per month.
Per month.
Everything, management, rent, and management.
So it doesn't leave with you with a lot at the end of it.
We don't get anything. We pay full amount loan and everything. Mm-hmm. And like electrician, hydro, everything.
So have you been breaking even or you've lost money?
We lost money. I working free for like since this project, I free working here every day, 10 to 12 hours.
And so you don't pay yourself?
No.
And
we get like we get personal money, put rent, and pay them my employees. Now we don't have any employees.
So it's you and you have somebody else working there as well, I'm assuming?
Just my son sometime, but he got other job right now, so I work myself.
Are you able to share how much money you think you've lost because of the SkyTrain project?
We lost too much. We closed Subway. We lost like 5 lakh.
$500,000.
Yeah, because everything now is garbage.
Now you're shutting down, I believe, at the end of March. So yeah. Are you going to be selling all of your equipment that you have there in the shop?
No, because Subway told me they are too old, so anybody not get this.
So the equipment to bake the bread, all of that, yeah. that's just too old. You can't really get any money for it.
No.
And have you asked the city or the provincial government for any compensation during this construction to help you out?
No, many people do, but like Subway, city, no answering anything, no give me anything right now.
And have you reached out to the city for help?
Because my too many business around here, they do included me, but they didn't give anything.
And have you reached out to the provincial government?
No.
Nothing.
No.
Because
no.
It's the provincial government that is funding it, but I mean you're working with the municipal, with the regional government as well.
Yeah.
So for you, the only thing left to do for you is to shut down.
Yeah. Because I can't hold it right now.
You seem very composed answering my questions. There's got to be some anger on your part that you said your business was running fine, COVID hit, and you had to cope. But it wasn't COVID, but it's ultimately the SkyTrain construction that is now forcing you to shut down your restaurant.
Yeah.
Are you angry?
Huh?
Are you angry?
No, angry, but... Because we put my own money too. I pay the rent. So we're losing everything. So this is why we're closing. I don't want more something like my health is no good.
Mm-hmm.
Like that.
Yeah, I appreciate your time today. I know you're going through a lot. Sandy, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.